Good morning from WFSU News. I'm Gina Jordan. Millions of dollars in renovations are underway at the Tallahassee International Airport as more travelers are staying in town to catch their flights. Airport leaders credit the city's nonstop service to Washington, D.C. and the economy for an increase in passenger traffic. Tallahassee offers three carriers, American, Delta, and Silver Airways. Might more be coming? I sat down with Interim Director of Aviation David Pollard to talk about improvements and ask some nagging questions about Tallahassee's airport.
First and foremost, I think the passengers will be pleased with the addition of things like our TSA PreCheck, for example. It helps expedite their travel through the security checkpoint and the TSA. We're soon going to be adding a new public waiting area. And that'll be an area that's kind of dedicated for what we call meeters and greeters out at the airport. People that are coming in to meet somebody that's coming in on a flight, we want to create a nice lounge area where they can sit and relax and wait for their travelers to come in and then greet them upon their arrival.
The Federal Aviation Administration just gave you guys a perfect score in safety. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's our annual comprehensive inspection. Behind the scenes, there's all this record keeping that goes along with running the airport. And we have to keep that meticulous record keeping and proof of compliance, as well as things like our runways, our taxiways, our wildlife hazard management plan, all contribute to the overall safe and secure environment that we provide out there every day.
You have to have a plan to keep all sorts of critters off the runway.
Yes, you know, wildlife hazard mitigation and looking at the habitat that we may have out there. And if we can do the little things such as cutting the grass and keeping the grass cut down so we don't have a lot of birds out there, and you notice the taller fence around the airport keeps the deer from coming in inside. A deer's not going to jump an 11-foot fence, for example. That was a decision we made long ago, and it's been very effective in helping control wildlife at the airport.
So a lot of good stuff coming out of the airport.
Yes, lots of great stuff as we continue to make progress on our airport master plan and how we might find a nice balance to develop that property in a way that's friendly to the community and also friendly to the neighborhoods that surround the airport. We're looking to do what we can to affect the high airfares that we oftentimes hear about, and working with our airlines. That's an ongoing struggle, and we want to do all that we can to lower our costs and ask that our airlines pass those cost savings on to our travelers.
That's probably the number one thing I hear. Why is it so expensive to fly out of Tallahassee?
Yes, and that's the difficult question, and it's one that requires ongoing communication with our carriers as they set their rate structures. But we certainly want to do what we can to affect that.
You're talking about carriers setting the rates. Have they communicated anything about why Tallahassee is one of those airports that it just seems to be a bit more expensive to leave?
Well, I think serving as the capital of the state of Florida certainly has something to do with it. And as we continue to work with them and try to stimulate competition that might help drive those fares down, it's a matter of where we're at and the type of activity that's coming in and out of the community here. So it's not something that we've turned a blind eye to. It's something that we're constantly working towards and seeing what we can do to affect that.
And I know you've heard, why don't we have any of the low-cost airlines like JetBlue? Any work being done toward that now?
So there's constant discussions in the background with different carriers. It requires a business case, and we need to show them how this community would utilize the service to a new destination.
Another thing that comes up from people who have never been here is discussion about Florida's capital having a dinky airport. So you guys are working on improvements now. Any plans to expand the airport anytime soon?
Ongoing planning is a very important part of what we do. And again, it needs to be approached in a manner that's friendly to the community, meets the needs of our various users, and is friendly to our surrounding neighborhoods.
What about our international status? How long has it been since we went from regional to international?
We started with the renaming of the airport and then the rebranding, which was done a couple years ago. We've now accomplished both of those. Now we'll be working with U.S. Customs and Border Protection to navigate through the various requirements that they have to bring U.S. Customs to the airport at a future date that's yet to be determined. At some point, we will be required to enter into a memorandum of understanding that will set the actual start date of customs at the airport and also set the staffing levels.
What are some of the things that you guys are attempting to do to lure more carriers and even just to bring in more routes with the carriers we have?
And so we've enlisted the help of a consultant that specializes in air service development, and we're really getting into the pure raw data of the habits of some of the travelers and why they're going to the surrounding airports. We understand it's competitive airfare. And when you add up the per ticket cost savings for a family of four, they may perceive that it's worth their value. We encourage them to think about their time and the effort that it takes to get to those airports and all, but we certainly understand, and that's what we're working to try to affect, to become more competitive, to work with our carriers to lower their costs, to stimulate more competition amongst the carriers for the various markets and flights that are available to the community.
And I know that the city in the past has tried to come up with incentives to lure carriers or to have certain routes. And are you looking to the city for any more of that sort of thing?
It's a combination of efforts. And we have a what's called a Small Community Air Service Development Grant. And that was awarded a while back from the U.S. Department of Transportation. We hope to be able to utilize that with the carrier that provides service to a destination that is compatible and would be a profitable route to them. You know, we're looking at, you know, various things that we can do to potentially offer waivers of landing fees, for example, those fees that we charge the airlines to land out here. Those are the things we can do from the airport standpoint. But incentive programs are oftentimes short-lived. And so back to the business case, we have to show the airlines how this would be a profitable route utilizing the right type of aircraft for the particular service destination so that they achieve a high load factor and ultimately make a profit. You know, we listen and we're out there walking the airport every day and looking at ways that we can make constant improvements. We want to be a competitive airport and an airport that our community can be very proud of.
David Pollard, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.